Welcome to Acorn to Oak with Penny Quayle Pierce and co-host Matthew Donaghy. Within each acorn, there is the DNA that strives to be a mighty oak tree. All it needs to reach its potential for greatness is to be activated. You are the acorn. On this show, we will share with you the tools and guidance you need to grow into the person you are meant to be. And now your host, Penny Quayle Pierce and co-host Matthew Donaghy.
Hi, good evening. Hi, it's Penny and Matthew. I hope you're well this evening. Obviously this afternoon for you guys in the States. And it's great to be here. So I'll just hand over to Matthew so he can say hi as I get my act together. Okay, great.
Hi, everybody. I hope you've had a great week. It's really good to be back. I don't know what the weather's been like over there. Us British, we like to talk about the weather, especially when we're having good weather, because it's not something we get very often. And we've actually had a heat wave over here. So most of us are sunburnt, but happy. So that's the important thing.
Yeah, so this evening we wanted to actually start talking about some of the journeys that you can take inspired by Acorn to Oak and a unique mythology methodology that we use. And some of the daily structures and routines which are pearls beyond price to basically help you regain connection with your authentic self and your inner genius. So we'll be kicking off with that at the moment. I'm just having to own that again. It was my fault that we were a little bit late starting. Sometimes some of the stuff that is impactful to us is what has been happening during the day. And you know, for me, we're going into a big training at the weekend, which is called Ignite Your Inner Fire, which also includes a fire walk and various other bits and pieces. And I've been very taken, you know, getting prepared and ready for that. And sometimes you just sit down on the sofa, and I sat down on the sofa and fell asleep for about 10 minutes, just a quick cat nap. When in fact, well, I should have been getting on the radio, but there you go, such is life. So again, just holding, just handing over to Matthew, because obviously Matthew has been a student and a colleague of mine for a long time within Acorn to Oak, and is now one of Acorn to Oak's associates. So just allowing him to talk a little bit about the story, his story within Acorn to Oak, and what he's found the most impactful thing. So handing
yeah.
over to Matthew.
Yeah, I think I first came across Penny and Acorn to Oak about 11 years ago. And I've shared a little bit of my story, but I'll be quite brief with it on the radio. I met Penny at a point in my life when things weren't going right, and a lot of things from childhood were affecting my behaviours, and I got to a point in life where it just didn't feel like things were working, and just same situations coming up. I'd sort of think, why is this happening to me again? And met Penny and the team at Acorn to Oak, and there's so much that it's given me. But when I first met them, I had no understanding of a spiritual life or a practice or emotional intelligence. I'd tried talk therapies before, so my take on therapies was very different from the experience I got at Acorn to Oak. And obviously for me, in stages, when I first started doing Breath for Life breath work, who Penny is the founder of, it really helped me. The first stage was sort of like dealing with my emotional baggage. And everybody's got the same. Nobody's had a perfect life. And we often assume that others haven't had as bad an experience as we have, because for us it feels so much more worse than what other people sort of explain theirs to be. But what you've got to remember is a lot of people don't share that how they truly feel. So everybody's been through the same amount of sort of stuff when you're younger. There's bullying that goes on, and perhaps some of your mentors or parents haven't been the greatest. I mean, there is no book on parenthood, so it's a difficult job, but it's learning to deal with that emotional baggage from your past, and it could be death of loved ones, all sorts of things. So that for me was the first stage. And once I'd started dealing with my emotional baggage, I was introduced to Reiki and sort of energy medicines, which before I'd done breath work, I'd had no knowledge of it. I mean, I was a builder, and you talked to me about energy, I'd pointed a plug socket. I mean, I did martial arts for 25 years, so I had an understanding of chi energy, but never really sort of expanded my knowledge on it. So being introduced to energy medicine, it was a really interesting time for me, because I came from a very sciencey point of view. It's like, if I can see it, feel it and taste it, it's real. So the fact that I could feel the Reiki working, and it suddenly was like my consciousness was expanded slightly. And obviously I've done lots of retreats with Acorn to Oak, which I would highly recommend to anybody, because there's so much attention when you go away on retreat on your daily practice. So it's things like meditation, healing sounds, energization exercises, and these are excellent tools for almost, I see it as slowing myself down. So rather than getting up in the morning and you're thinking about work and you've got to do this and you've got to do that, and you've got this whole list of things that you need to get done that day, and you buy into it straight away. Whereas I found learning to do running, I just set my alarm clock 45 minutes early, and it's like you get up, have a shower, or for me, my routine, have a shower, which wakes me up a little bit, bit of breakfast, and then meditation, which for me just allows me to connect to that peace, which I never knew existed. One of the things learning meditation with Acorn to Oak is, what I loved about Acorn to Oak is, sometimes you might not like what you hear, but it's the truth. And not many people and training companies will give you that and be totally honest. So because I hadn't had a spiritual background, a few of my friends had tried meditation around the time I was trying it, and they would talk all number of things that just weren't true. So, you can't meditate because there's fluoride in the water, because the government are on a conspiracy theory to make us all small. And so if I listened to what everybody else said, I wouldn't have had the amazing experience that I did, because one person and one training company was real honest about it. And that is that meditation, imagine if you've never used your right arm, would you expect to be able to pick a cup up the first time you tried? Well, the answer is no. And it's the same with your third eye. And that's what was taught to me. I was given the techniques and the structure behind it and the theory, and then told practice, practice, practice. And it took me probably a good year to find the clarity and the peace that I'd heard people from Acorn to Oak talk about. Each step that I'm talking about is, it's like you're stretching your consciousness and you're able to understand more and realize what's really important rather than the stuff that you thought was important before. So it's an amazing journey for me. And obviously, because it made Breath for Life breathwork completely transformed my life. If I hadn't found Penny and the team, I wouldn't be doing this radio show right here, right now. I'd be off planet. And it's been that powerful for me, as hundreds of others would say exactly the same thing. Because it's almost like you're evolving along the journey. And so I've now got to a point where it's like, what would I love to do in life more than help others in the way that I've been helped? And I couldn't come up with an answer. So for me, I've gone on and trained. I'm now a Breath for Life practitioner, currently training to be a main facilitator with Acorn to Oak. I'm also part of the core team for teaching Reiki. And I think when you find something that's real and something that it excites you and you really go for it, and that's what my life is now. It's helping others make the same changes that I was able to make in my life with help from the team. It completely takes personal development to a whole new level. We call it personal evolution at Acorn to Oak because it's not just one small change that happens. It's your whole life changes. And I just love the structure and the way it was done. And for me, the core content on every course, there's so much information and science-based sort of facts to back. Yeah, absolutely transformed my life. So
I think it's probably also, Matthew, is because, you know, obviously I started my life as a scientist and, obviously training as not just a state registered nurse, but a registered sick children's nurse. Put my teeth back in. So I'm a very science-based person. And for me, when looking at building the concept of Acorn to Oak, which came about while I was training as a homeopath, and looking at some of the courses and some of the things that were on the market for self-development in the 90s, there was an awful lot of stuff out there which was very, no disrespect to anybody, but we called the Love and Light Brigade. So it was an awful lot of fluffy stuff, and clouds and, fluffy stuff. Whereas in fact, an awful lot of people, what they wanted to hear was the real hard facts or the science behind things. And I think for me, it was a real stretch for me when I was training as a homeopath to be able to take on board the law of similars, because I was brought up in orthodox medicine and therefore it was the law of opposites. So for me to be able to take this on board and make sense of it is, I became like a mechanic. I took, the engine apart and looked at every single part of energetics and put it back together in a very, in some ways, a very left-brained way, but it was a step-by-step way of, okay, so yes, there are two states of being disconnected or connected. And being disconnected means you're in suffering, pain and worry. And being connected is the fact that, you are in touch with your superconscious mind, your higher self, and therefore all of the juicy things. Being disconnected is you're in survival mode and fight and flight. Being in your superconscious is being connected to your soul, higher self, all of these different terms, universe, all of these terms, and that's where the juiciness of life is. And realizing that if I had a choice, if I was on a seesaw, where do I want to be? And I want to I want to spend my time thriving, not in survival mode. So what if I was, Joe Public, what do I want to know, which is going to take me step by step to get from survival to thriving? So for me, it was very much looking at and addressing those types of issues. And we wrote the energetic models of health, disease and cure with some input input from a great homeopath, Herring's Law of Cure, and all of these things started to fit into the puzzle of how to do life. Because again, one of the things for me, you know, when I suddenly realized is, why didn't we get a resource manual or at birth that told us how to do life and how to be able to play within the structure of the universe? So, you know, as a course designer, it was very much a case of, right, okay, so what do people want to know? They want to know a foolproof system of going from A to Z and the step-by-steps that they need to do in order to make that journey. So, yeah, yes, we can try and do it on our own. We can try and do a DIY, how to get from A to Z in our daily lives. But it all gets, one of the things that I noticed is when people were doing that, they would get lost in part of the journey. They would loop into patterns. They wouldn't be able to do it effectively. Whereas if they had a guide or a mentor or a coach that would help them get over the sticky ground or the boggy ground or whatever it be, it ran so much smoothly, and they would make, you know, they would go from A to Z, as we say in the UK, or A to Z for the Americans. They would be able to do that with as much ease and grace and fun and laughter as they possibly could, as they learned not to take themselves so seriously. So every specific course, every training, every retreat we do is very much designed in order to give you a holistic point of view. And as Matthew was saying, you know, we start our day off with meditations, we do healing sounds, we do grounding and protection, we do energizing exercise before breakfast, and then bang, we have a breakfast and a break, and then we're into the course content. And it depends what that course is or what that retreat is, depending on what area we're looking at our own self-evolvement. So, you know, again, you know, we have been talking about I don't know how many different subjects on the radio show so far, and one of the things that Matthew and I actually looked at when we were looking at today's talk on the radio was, have we actually told these people what we do? The trouble is we actually have this you know, this need to let you know what we actually offer. Yes, we do radio shows, and yes, we do mad different events doing all sorts of bits and pieces. You know, we have an evening where we go into the centre of Stonehenge, and Stonehenge is you've probably heard of Stonehenge, not necessarily been there, where we go and do an evening workshop on walking with the ancients. So it's actually bringing in our ancestral lines and celebrating them and bringing their knowledge and their wisdom into our own lives by visiting this amazing archaeological phenomenon, for want of a way of another way of putting it. So that's just one of the fun things that we do. You know, during the Reiki pathway, which is learning, you know, to become a Reiki practitioner or a Reiki teacher master, which, you know, for us, a Reiki master teacher has no ego attachment to it. It just means you've mastered that particular technique. It doesn't mean you're a master or a guru of any sort. It's, you know, you've used your time to learn, you know, things like psychic development, spiritual development, how to do advanced healing techniques, looking at self-realization, looking at again using advanced energetic techniques, which is just a wild and wonderful weekend we spend up in Glastonbury, going up the Tor, looking at ley lines, looking at how we can use energy to help us in our own lives, but also help us in our clients' lives and our students' lives. And it, you know, we spent an amazing time. There's the red and white water in Glastonbury, and we went into the caves for the white well, and we were in there chanting and toning the last time we were there, and it just was amazing. And everybody who was there with us, who came in separately, was listening and joining in and having just a wonderful energetic experience. And you know, that is what, that is Acorn to Oak. That's what Acorn to Oak does. And it, you know, if you listen to some of the people who have done the courses with us, you know, it's mind expanding and mind blowing on occasion, some of the amazing experiences that we allow to happen. And, you know, for very much for Acorn to Oak, it's just having, building the safe space. So here comes the break, and we'll see you on the other side.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Kathy Williams, host of Sexy Mom Abundant Life radio show on Thursdays at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific. On the show, we explore living abundantly in every area of your life. Ways to let go of limiting patterns and beliefs and to step into the flow of creativity and possibility, knowing you are supported by the universe.
We are talking about your life. Ever wonder, is this as good as it gets? No, it could be so much better. At Acorn to Oak, we know you are seeking more happiness, joy, unconditional love, financial freedom, passion, and purpose. Find your unique mojo and live an extraordinary life. Want to know more? Contact us at our website, acorntooak.org.uk.
One in three adults has pre-diabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has pre-diabetes, with early diagnosis, pre-diabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its pre-diabetes awareness partners.
So we're back. Hi, I hope you enjoyed the break. Just basically, it's been a really interesting week for me. We're in the process of re-looking at some of the copy that is on Acorn to Oak's website, some various other bits and pieces. And I was looking at some of the testimonials and bunching them together. And I just wanted to share one with you because it just made me laugh. And this guy, John Underwood, did some work with us a couple of years ago, and he just basically, his testimonial was, I feel so flipping liberated since last weekend. It's unbelievable, absolutely marvellous. I'll have to find a way of taking this breath work forward. The results are, well, breathtaking, and then they're smiley. Acorn to Oak, the place for spiritual authenticity. I don't know if that sounds childish, but it's been rattling around my brain for a week or so. Cheers, John. And what I loved about it, about this testimonial, is it's just so real, you know? Absolutely in your face, real, no padding, no nothing. It was just, and I just loved it, and it made me laugh, and I thought, you know, that one's gonna, I'm gonna remember for a long time. So you just look at things, and, you know, looking at the range of different things that Acorn to Oak does provide, you know, one of the only things that we ask ourselves when we decide to work with somebody new is, the one question we have is, can we love them enough? And if the answer is not yes, then we refer that person on to somebody that we think will do a better job than we do. And it's listening, you know, part of the process of enrollment for us is listening to that person's personal wants, desires, what they want to achieve in their lives, and actually, you know, looking at the fit between us and them. Can we resonate with each other? And for me and the team, it is so important that we have that conversation before we enroll people into one of our trainings or one of our programs. Because if we, as I said, if we can't love them enough, and if we can't serve them 100% unconditionally, then, you know, for me, it's very much about helping them find that fit. So, again, I just wanted to hand over to Matthew and get his take on what I'm talking about, because, you know, I always say to people, don't just believe me. Go and go out and do your own research.
Yeah, so I totally agree with everything you say. And I think the reason we ask ourselves just that one question, can we love them enough, is because we don't just do the training that you will love and laugh and really enjoy. Also, along the training, we will mirror behavior and perhaps show you things about your behavior which aren't best serving you, which I've had done to me many times. And it's the most liberating, amazing experience when the first second or two can be, when someone mirrors your behavior or shows you one of your behaviors, is to go into what we call reaction. So automatically you're emotional because you don't like that somebody's challenged you, or perhaps you don't understand it. And then when you get some understanding around, you've only formed this behavior because of something that's happened to you in your past or whatever it is, and then you break through the other side of it, change your behavior. When you change your behavior, everything else changes. So it's a very liberating experience. And I think that's what I sort of loved about doing my training, is you don't just get the good stuff. You get a bit of the nit and grit as well. And ultimately, that's what's really helped me move forwards in my life, because it's easy for everyone to stand here and say, oh, well, that happened in my life because of this, and, well, it's all their fault, and, well, if they didn't do that, I wouldn't feel like this, so it's all their fault. Basically, you're taking no responsibility. As we say in the UK, shit happens, and it doesn't just happen to bad people or good people. It's kind of like, it happens to everybody. And it's not sort of buying into the blame and all that sort of thing, but realizing that, yes, you may have had a not so great experience. However, you can choose whether that experience affects your life or changes your life. And that can be in a good way. Anything you've been through, you can flip round. So one of my sort of flips on that, just to give you an example, is I've had addictive behaviours in my life, especially in my mid-20s, because I was completely lost and turned to substances for joy, basically. And that was always a massive regret. And the amount of time I'd spend beating myself up because I had had addictions and didn't see it as a positive thing. But actually now I see it as the most positive thing ever, because I'm an addiction specialist. Because I've lived it, I've been through it, and I know the way through it. So for me, that's one of my specialties. And again, within Acorn to Oak, you may resonate with Penny more than you resonate with me. But then you may resonate with me more than you do with Penny. And it's all about your story and what you've been through, and you'll naturally resonate with different people. And with pretty much, I don't think there's it. Although we've experienced similar things, no journey has been the same. So we have specialists. I know Adam Weller is a specialist for PTSD, because it's something he's directly experienced in his past. I know another facilitator, Amy, that has been through certain pathologies. So again, it makes her an expert in that pathology. And yeah, part of our job is bringing up those behaviours and showing you where you're getting stuck. More often than not, probably because we've been there before and we can see straight through it. But it's not just giving you all the things you want. It's giving you some of the stuff you don't know you want yet, but actually you need. So part of our job is, like, sometimes I wince just before I hand my clients an energetic hand grenade, because you know there's going to be some kind of reaction. However, all I do is I put my hand on my heart. I ask myself, do I love this person enough and their behaviours? And if the answer is yes, I'll do it, because ultimately that's unconditional love. It's not just giving them a pat on the shoulder and telling them it's all going to be all right and it's everybody else's fault and they're right in every situation. You know, it's about digging in and actually saying, you know, you may want to look at this. And there's obviously very graceful ways of this. You don't have to be harsh, but within the grace, it's like, have you seen how this behavior is affecting your whole life? And usually the answer that comes straight back is, you know what, I never saw it in that way. And one thing I found along the journey is, because often we're all aware of ego and what it is. It's there. However, unless you've done some ego training, the chances are your ego's out of control. So everybody take a breath on that one. And very much ego's about training a puppy. So you don't train a puppy with violence or by shouting at it. You're gentle, and yes, it's going to take some repetition, but it's being soft and allowing that puppy to grow. And when you first start doing ego training, that's very much what it's like, because ego thinks it's the best thing, it's amazing, and it deserves to be first in every line. And this is why we have things like road rage. Is because both people think they're more important than the other person and that they deserve to go first. So quite often they'll shout at it by that, they'll get up and have a punch up. And then that still doesn't solve anything, because they both get hurt. And whether you can beat someone up doesn't mean that you were in the right. So, but this is all sort of ego stuff, and not in many situations. And it will tell you stories, and obviously your mind is very good at rationalizing, so it will tell yourself rational lies. It'll let yourself off the hook because, oh well, I did this because of this and this, rather than take responsibility for your behavior and consider changing it. Because every time we're able to change a behaviour, that will change our life. So there's just as much gold in that side of things as like, for want of a better word, the empowering stuff we do at Acorn to Oak. And that's what I love about it. I know Penny does some posts around the truth is, and it's basically telling it how it is. It's not worrying about who may get offended, because let's face it, it doesn't matter what you write, somebody's going to get offended. Worry about it.
I think it's, you know, very, very important to look at, you know, at Acorn to Oak, we are 100% committed to working with people who want to do the work. You know, one of the things, you know, talking about puppies and analogies is, you know, you don't chase a running dog. What you actually do is you put out the bowl of food and you let the dog come to you. And please don't think I'm calling you guys dogs. I'm just using it as an analogy. So, you know, what our job is at Acorn to Oak is to say, we offer X, Y, and Z, or, you know, and it's up to you guys whether you want to partake of that or not. You know, one of the things that I am very, very clear on, and, you know, I write on the website is, you know, this weekend, we're doing a weekend workshop or retreat is for people, you know, either new to this or they want to explore more, etc. You know, obviously in a particular training we do called Becoming Alive, it's all about inner conflict. But we also state quite clearly, you know, this weekend is not good for people who don't really want to change or gain clarity, people who don't really believe that thoughts create things, and people who want a quick fix that take no personal effort, you know, will make no personal effort, because we don't want to attract people who don't want to commit to doing their inner work. You know, it's not a good fit. You know, I don't want to waste anybody's time, and I don't want anybody to feel that their time is wasted or they're being coerced into something that they didn't really think was going to happen. So, you know, it's like taking one of Matthew's saying, you know, it's for Ron Seal, and I'm not too sure if you have Ron Seal in America, but Ron Seal is basically, it does what it says on the tin. You know, it's talking about Ron. What is Ron Seal, by the way, Matthew? For want of
it started off as a wood stain, and I'll do it as best as I can, but it was basically an advert, and I think it was in the early 90s. And one bloke said, "Oh, what's that?" And the other guy hands him this Ron Seal and says, "Oh, it does what it says on the tin, mate." The connotations that builders weren't intelligent, and like, blokes are real simple and that sort of thing. But it's wood stain, and it does what it says. It stains wood. So it's that real simple, basic. Well, yeah, it's in. It's no messing. Speak the truth without any bells, whistles, and empowerment and love and light to it.
Yeah, or unicorns and fairies. Not that I've got anything against unicorns or fairies, but it's like, you know, based in hard science. You know, one of the keynote talks I give is From Science to Spirit. It's, you know, again, it's very much using the research of the orthodox world to prove, you know, through metaphysics and physics and, you know, quantum physics, that actually the stuff that we're talking about has been researched by the orthodox world, and it's all the truth. And it's just, you know, putting it together in a program or a seminar or a webinar or a training that actually makes us all start to think, actually rise above our individual yakka yakka and mind talk and actually begin to see the bigger picture, because most of us want to have that experience in our lives where we can raise our consciousness up and look at the big picture and not just be living for our own selfish desires, but actually we want to be of profound service. We want to be in profound service to humanity. You know, it's because we have a society that has made us blinkered and not actually expanding our view and looking with better eyes. And once you actually do that through different energetic techniques, you just have a juicy life experience. And, you know, for me, if I could hold everybody's highest will and good, you know, in the forefront of my mind, that's what I would be wishing for everybody, is that they can have a juicy, extraordinary life filled with amazing experiences and refining their own levels of consciousness so that they can be self-realized, so they can actually realize what an amazing, energetic, huge energetic beings we are. They've only need to flip the consciousness slightly, because there is no relearning, it's a remembering. We need to allow ourselves to remember the fact that we are, you know, we are part of the divine. We have a divine spark within us. It's just that we have become so disconnected from it that we don't know the way back. And sometimes we just need a little bit of a helping hand, a guide, a mentor or a coach, just to say, this is who you are, you know, and help them get a taste, a sense, a smell, you know, a kinesthetic recognition of just that way of being. So, you know, as I said to Matthew when we were discussing what we were going to talk about, and I said the only problem with this is to actually make me do it in an hour, because I could talk about this stuff for hours and hours and hours, just to help people gain a new realization that, boy oh boy, are you worth it. As we all are, we're all worth, you know, committing to take the journey in whatever way makes sense to you. You know, allowing us to free ourselves from our own inner critic and, you know, that voice in our head, which basically says to us in the morning when we look in the mirror, is you don't look as good as you did when you were in your 20s. And the inner voice that not only judges us, but also other people, and judges other people as well, going, you know, she shouldn't have had that hairstyle, or he needs to lose a few pounds, or isn't it about time? And actually realizing that inner critic is what is keeping us separate from the rest of humanity. And, you know, but it's also having a healthy sense of humor about it and just going, you know, hey, who are you to talk? And realizing that we need to be able to josh ourselves. We need to, you know, one of the things I was looking at earlier on in the year was, you know, man, things have got way too serious. We need to lighten up a little bit. And, you know, again, driving ourselves from project to project to project, because we are committed to get this message out and get these things out to a much larger audience. You know, there is no need to spend your life in suffering and pain when you can flip the coin and actually get back into your authentic self and actually begin to enjoy life. You know, I know Matthew has said before, when he was talking about how we hypnotize our children, is, you know, it's amazing how many people will say, you know, I die for my kids. You know, that's how much I love them. I die for my kids. And then actually, when you flip the coin and say, well, actually, are you prepared to live for them rather than die for them? And people looking at you and needing to explain more where that statement is coming from. And then you go, are you willing to put down your phones? Are you willing to actually spend quality time with your kids? You know, instead of them being bored and acting out. And when we're actually talking about this, we're also talking about ourselves. Are you willing to live for yourself? Are you willing to take the next step? Are you willing to invest time and energy in your own health? Okay? And that's not just going to the gym. That's about emotional intelligence and mindset. So it's just looking at it and going, you know, and you need to actually ask yourself that question. The one question Acorn to Oak asks is, can we love them enough? Your question is, can I love myself enough not to live in suffering? So I've had my rant, Matthew. Would you like yours?
Yeah, it's such a powerful thing at the moment, and a lot of people are. I see it as hitting a wall and actually deciding to make a change. I say to a lot of clients, it's kind of like we spend money on things that we think make us happy, and it's kind of like stop looking on the outside for things that you think are going to make you happy. If you're single or you're looking to meet someone that you think will make you happy, stop. Because what you're looking at, and it's you, and they've always been there, and you can change your life, make yourself happy. Nobody else can do that. Sure, we can have partners and friends that we resonate with and we love being with them, and that's great, but we're talking about the time that you're not with those people. You have the power to change, and if you were given a choice whether what to invest in, would you invest in money or happiness? Would you invest in love or wealth? Because we have this habit of investing in the wrong areas. And I have some clients say to me, some of your coaching packages seem quite expensive. And my first question is to say to them, compared to what? Because when you challenge someone like that and they give you a list, oh, well, I spend on average about £500 a month on clothes, and then going out for dinner, well, there's probably another £500, and then, well, I have my hair done, and then I have something else done. And before you know it, they're up to £3,000 or £4,000, and that's spending money on things that when you dig down, you don't actually need. I'm going to quote Penny now. But when you think about it if all women were 100% happy with who they are, there would be no fashion industry. There would be no makeup. Yes, there would be. I'm sure most women don't want to look like Cousin It. But we would have functional things rather than a load of products that we paste all over ourselves, not me personally, but women paste all over themselves because what they see in the mirror. And it's the same for guys as well. We're not being sexist here. It's kind of, we're living in a world where everything on the media is the perfect this and the perfect that, when actually the stuff you see in the media, the models you see, the ones that are said to be fashionable, that's not real, and that's not attractive. It's just what happens to be in season. And what comes in season goes out of season quicker than it came. It's what's natural and timeless that counts. And I'm obviously talking from a male perspective. There's nothing more attractive than seeing a woman without makeup on and being confident.
Yeah, us absolutely. And it's the same.
Understand
it's
it.
It's the same with, you know, women are attracted to men who are confident and happy within themselves. And aren't we all, you know? So
yes.
Thanks for listening to the show. We wish you well. If there's anything that we can do to help and support, by all means, get in touch with us at www.acorntooak.org.uk. Have a great weekend and take care.